I'm Jane Handler, and tonight I'm talking to an extraordinary man whose long and illustrious career has taken him all over the art world as a famous auctioneer. It's a real pleasure to have Henry Wyndham on the show tonight.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, you're one of the veterans of the art world, someone many experts look up to. But today I'd like to talk to you about the beginnings of your interest in art. What made you enter this world?
From a very young age, I had the collecting bug. You could call me a natural-born hoarder. I began with collecting stamps and then moved on to all sorts of things, like weaponry and swords. I think I must have been around 13 or 14 when I started to consider a career in art, which at the time did not please my parents very much. The idea of becoming an auctioneer hadn't occurred to me then. I rather thought about art dealing or running an antique shop. However, in my 20s, just out of curiosity, I enrolled on a Sotheby's course, and that steered me towards auction houses. Having seen what the work was like, I felt I would learn more in an auction house than I would as a dealer.
Was there a stage when you wondered whether you'd made the right choice? Have you always been more drawn to the commercial rather than the academic?
No matter how much I might have wanted to go for the latter, there wasn't any contest for me really, because I didn't do well academically. I got rather poor A-levels, and I never went to university. So when I started to consider art as a career option, the commercial side was much more realistic for me. In the art world, there's a fork in the road. Quite early, you have to decide that you either go one way or the other. Luckily, in my case, I didn't need to spend sleepless nights weighing the options. I only had one.
So what was the turning point in choosing your career path?
It was definitely getting a job at Christie's. I was there from October 1974. Luckily, prior to this, I'd done the Sotheby's Fine Art course, which I mentioned earlier. It was obviously helpful, especially that I was taught by an incredibly charismatic figure who used a very non-standard visual approach. It was really inspirational. But apart from that, I was relatively self-taught. I suppose you could say I was sort of an apprentice. I joined Christie's, but I had to learn a lot as I went along. And not being much good at studying, I took a different approach, more hands-on, you would say. I used to go to the National Gallery or British Museum in my lunch hour. That was immensely helpful, visiting museums and developing my eye. I personally think that there's no substitute for looking. You can read all the books in the world, but art is there to be looked at. That's the only way to discover its secrets and learn to appreciate it.
Can you tell our listeners...